Good morning. In April, the EFRIC received a request to clarify the presentation requirements for items of OCI and IAS-1. Specifically, the request was concerned with the presentation requirements in paragraph 82A, which are related to the share of OCI of associates and joint ventures accounted for using the equity method. The respondent was concerned that after the changes, the amendments to IAS-1 in 2011, that the new wording in paragraph 82A, which replaced the requirements in the original paragraph 82, was in fact unclear and was causing diversity in practice. Now, we performed outreach with IFAS, IOSCO, and ESMA, and most respondents agreed that paragraph 82A seemed to be a bit ambiguous. The submitter noted three views in current practice. View one, which is presentation in aggregate in a single line item. View two, which is presentation by nature in separate line items. And then finally, view three, which is presentation in aggregate in the same line item of the entity's regular line item. Now, In our analysis, we decided and think that view one is the most appropriate. The reasons for this is that it's consistent with practice prior to the 2011 amendments, and looking through the decisions and board papers of the ISB at that time, there was no discussion or deliberations on this issue or the presentation of OCI. Furthermore, it's also consistent with the language in the exposure draft of the amendments to IAS-1, in which it is clear that presentation is required in a single line item and not disaggregated by nature, and that also it's consistent with the presentation of profit of the share of profit and loss of equity investments. Also, in terms of the current guidance in IAS-1, it's also consistent as that is currently presented in a single line item, though that's inconclusive because it's also listed by nature. I also made a comparison to the ISB's decision that proportionate consolidation was inappropriate for interests in joint ventures, and rather that IAS 28 equity accounting should apply, in which a single line item in aggregate would be presented. And so that, we felt, was then consistent with presentation of OCI in a single line item. And in terms of any concerns of losing perhaps some information or some material disclosure, we believe that IFRS 12, paragraph 20, will capture any possible instances such as that. So what we are proposing to the EFRIC is a annual improvement in which we will modify paragraph 82A to more clearly state that presentation is required in aggregate in a single line item, and we'll make corresponding adjustments to the guidance in which we will clarify that that's a single line item, not presented by nature.
Comments? Reinhardt?
Although I certainly agree that view one would be the most consistent with presentation of the equity income in the income statement, I'm not sure why one would preclude view two, simply on the basis that from the user of the financial perspective of the user of the financial statements, if you show the items of OCI that you are picking up relative to the associate, those items reverse. To the extent they reverse into income, could reverse at different times. And so there's some information value, perhaps, to the user of the finance statement. So I, as I say, although I don't object to view one, and I think is the most consistent, I'm not sure I would rule out view two.
Laurence?
I'm supportive of the staff proposal, and I think that view one is the only appropriate application of the standards, because we don't disaggregate amounts coming from associates, and by doing view two, you start disaggregating some elements coming from associates. And so it opens the door to further disaggregations of any amount for associates. So this is why I personally believe that you two should not be promoted.
Joanna?
I'm absolutely supportive of View 1, but I am not in the slightest bit convinced that the amendment to 82A as proposed actually tells me that that is View 1. I'm very confused what because it's not clear to me in your revision of 82A that A, where you show the associates bit, so do you show it within or do you show it completely like as a separate bit underneath, and do you show associates in aggregate or do you show them split? I don't think 82A shows view 1 at all, so I think it needs the revision, so I think it needs some tweaking, significant tweaking. I've got some thoughts, and I don't know whether you want to go there now, but I'm supportive of view 1. It's just making sure the revision gets
there. Give them to the staff offline.
Yeah.
We're not very successful when we try to edit in a meeting. Andrew?
Yeah, I support the staff recommendation on this. I think that's consistent with the intent of the June 2011 amendments to IS1, which was just to take the existing level of granularity in OCI disclosures and then divide that into recyclable and non-recyclable items. Obviously, View 2 could be given voluntarily as additional information by preparers, but View 1 should be the mandatory approach.
Tony?
Just going to say the same as Andrew, that I support the position the staff's taken. I think that we could probably tighten up the words a bit, so I agree with Joanna. I think if a company wanted to provide more information about what was on those line items, then they would always be free to do so. So I don't think anything here rules out providing further disaggregation if that's what a company wants to do.
John?
Yeah, I agree with the staff here. I think view one is consistent with presentation recommended.
Scott?
I also agree with the staff. I actually thought the words in 82A were okay. But I also wanted to comment on this issue of if companies wanted to provide more detail. And I think I'd be fine if a company wanted to provide more detail in the footnotes. But I don't think we generally allow breaking out equity method on the face of the financial statements. I don't think we would want a company to do its income from associates and then put parenthetically, includes XX of revenue, XX of cost of sales. I mean, that doesn't seem appropriate.
I should have been specific. I meant in the book.
Okay.
Martin, I think we're all in raging agreement here.
Yeah, I support view one, and I also have the same argument as Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Any editorial suggestions, please feed them into the staff. Oh, the phones. Yes, Sandy?
Yeah. I guess I was more in line with the first comment which was made, which is the users of the financial statement might lose some information. I appreciate the point with respect to breaking out the equity method, but I think the conversation yesterday about the changes in net assets, i.e. putting more items in OCI that some people perceived might be better to go through profit and loss, is a good example of something that would now be put in OCI and would not be broken out, which might be, users might have a different view with respect to whether it really belonged in OCI or not. So that, I guess I'm not, I'm everyone was in raging agreement. I'm probably not in raging agreement. I wouldn't say I disagree because I understand the principles, but I think that like I said yesterday, the item being added to OCI is an example of something users might perceive differently.
And I think we've observed that there's no prohibition about putting that in the notes, and we probably should communicate that in the language. Luca?
No particular comments. I agree that we have to do something regarding this paragraph because it's creating some confusion. Personally speaking, but only personally speaking, I don't like to have a format that is so rich of details. Sometimes I prefer to use disclosure of the financial statement to explain some specific item that are included or not in some line item, but it's my personal view. I prefer to have a very synthetic format and not so many details in the format, because I like to see the details in the disclosure. I don't know if this is a solution that we could take into consideration, but otherwise, if the committee agrees that it is more appropriate to furnish the details inside the format, even though the format will become more complex and less easy to be read by preparers and by users, I have no particular doubt. I agree that we have to do something. My personal preference would be to have this breakdown made in the disclosure rather than in the front of the format, but it's absolutely acceptable the other way around.
Okay. Well, I think we have a consensus. Any wording changes feed into the staff?
Okay.
Is that all we need? All you need?